Studying is very important for everyone. We can learn a lot when we study, but some people have problems when they study. They cannot focus. When they want to study, they easily think about other subjects, so they cannot focus and learn. These people have a hard time preparing for exams. I think they usually spend many hours to prepare for an exam. Their exam marks are also not good enough. This is called in English distraction, when a person cannot focus on what they are reading or studying, they are distracted. Their minds are paying attention to something else. This is not a big problem if you know what to do. When we study, we can tidy our desk. We should look at what items are at the desk. If there is an item that we don't need, we should put it somewhere else. For example, I don't need my cell phone, so I can put it in the drawer. Of course, I have to silence it. If someone calls, I don't want to be distracted. I can call them after I study. When we put unnecessary items in other places, we can focus on what we are studying more easily. Trust me and do this next time. You will understand what I mean. Another way to deal with distraction is to use noise-canceling headphones. These interesting headphones are very good when there are some unwanted noises around us. These headphones can cancel those noises so we don't lose our focus. I don't have one, but I guess they will help greatly. Imagine you have a child or a smaller sibling at home. You want to study for an important exam, but their noise is a big problem. Noise-canceling headphones are amazing in situations like this. Sometimes the distraction is because we are tired of studying. There are different times, but everyone gets tired when they study. Some people feel tired after studying for half an hour because they are not used to. There are others who can study for 2 hours or even more and then get tired. We should know when we need to take a break. These breaks are very helpful, and if we use them, we can focus better while studying. Finally, when we study, we may remember other activities that we need to do. For example, we remember that we need to buy something for home, or we need to help a friend to move some furniture. These thoughts happen, and I guess we cannot stop them. There's one thing we can do. We can have a small notebook. When something comes to our mind, we write it in our notebook. We tell ourselves that when I finish studying, I will do the activity. This way, we will complete our studying and not forget about the activity. There are many ways to deal with distractions. What is your favorite?